Hello and welcome to Saffron Heidi Chai. Today, we have a special guest with us. Introduce yourself, special guest.
Hello, hello. My name is Tyler. You can find me on Instagram at Tyler Illish. And thank you, Kaya, for having me today.
Thank you for joining me. So, I asked my co-host yesterday, can we discuss this one particular topic? And they said, what is that?
Oh, God.
So, I was like, okay, we're going to switch gears. What are we both aligned on? And then I found our alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And our alignment just so happened to be High School Musical.
Absolutely.
I used to be like a hardcore High School Musical hater. Like, I would be like, oh, no, it sucks. It's terrible. It's the worst. Who should ever watch this? And then.
Ouch.
And then I saw it and I was like, oh, actually.
It's decent. And it was decent for its time. And even now.
It is pretty good. But I think what really makes it good is Kenny Ortega.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Because
anything he touches turns to gold.
I've kept up with Disney Channel original movies for like a really long time. And you can really see when Kenny Ortega is not involved in a film that has singing and dancing.
Yeah.
Because the newer Descendants movies where he wasn't in, it's like,
that was heartbreaking.
Rough.
Because I'm like, okay, why am I watching this? Love Brandy. Love that they put her into the universe.
She looks so good.
But I stick. Y'all fucked up the music. Sorry, can we curse?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
You asked that last time too.
Y'all fucked up the music. And the storyline was just, there were so many holes in the story. It was hard for me to follow. Like, I got the concept, but also, why in the film, sorry for the spoilers, why is the Queen of Hearts?
For like 5 years.
No, the latest one.
Oh.
Came out last year.
Oh, never mind.
Have you seen it?
It's been 365 days. I listened to the whole soundtrack, so I'm well-versed.
No, like, but why is the Queen of Hearts killing Cinderella?
That doesn't make any sense. No, okay.
You don't see it, but you get the gist.
I mean, yeah, definitely.
Because they come back with her slipper and Prince Charming is on the floor.
He's like, sleeping.
I'm like, oh.
The way I see it, it just seemed like they were, you know, and it just didn't work out because Cinderella liked the prince. Because she's the Queen of Hearts, but she's single. She has one child. Probably from a Lavender marriage, because if you know, like, the Queen of Hearts from the original, way back when Disney Channel animated film, not Disney Channel, Disney animated film, he's like a little guy. He's just a little fella. She was like, inseminate me. And then, you know, they moved on.
Type shit.
So it didn't really look like there was any passion there. And she's not touched. Her hoop skirt is so big, most people couldn't even get closer if they wanted to.
True. So, natural barrier.
But it's because her heart, you know, she's heartbroken. Because
be heartbroken as the Queen of Hearts.
Yeah, okay. That's why she's always killing people. No, but it makes sense because, you know, she's a Queen of Hearts. Her whole thing is roses. Roses have thorns. You know, you have to protect your heart sometimes.
True. So maybe the dress was the thorns.
The dress was the thorns. And like the knives and the swords, yeah.
Everything,
yeah. She was pretty set on protecting herself. Oh my gosh.
But I guess the new Descendants film explained why. But if you watch Alice in Wonderland, it tells a different story.
Yeah.
Well, the one with Johnny Depp.
I've never actually seen that one.
If you watch the second one through the looking glass,
mm-hmm.
It tells the story of how she got such a giant head.
Oh!
But in the Descendants Rise of Red, it tells, like, when they all went to school together,
mm-hmm.
how she got embarrassed one night from something that happened at a party.
Yeah.
That started her whole lot for getting revenge on each and every one of them. I felt like that wasn't a strong enough for her to get revenge.
I don't think it could have just been like a prank. Most people, they couldn't recover from a normal prank. Because, you know,
it had been that bad.
It had to have been worse. It had to have been horrible. Like, because they didn't show the prank.
They didn't.
So it had to have been something like
their whole
hellacious. Well, I mean, I think any prank bad enough that would turn you away from being like,
right, because love, she was dancing. So, like, sweet. She was baking cookies for people and shit. Like, she was happy. She was in love with the world, with a vibe.
Anything that takes you from there to I hate everyone and off with their head had to be horrible. It had to have been horrible.
First,
and then for her friend to be involved. Oh yeah, probably so. But no, I mean, well, no, I don't know. It
That
depends.
feels deeply rude because maybe she was triggered by something within that prank.
Maybe. But you have to look at her room. Her room was really nice. And did she have a single? She had a single room provided for by her wealthy parents. So I don't know. Some, I mean, but you know, sometimes rich parents.
It feels like Cinderella would have had more of a motive to be
Yes.
like the Queen of Hearts because her upbringing was terrible. Her stepmother was a shit.
They always do that though, where the person with a terrible upbringing is like the nicest person in the world, and the person with a great upbringing ends up being evil. First and foremost, it doesn't really make sense to me because if you have a terrible upbringing and you're the nicest person in the world, that's just encouraging people pleasing behavior, I think.
I agree.
I think it's heavily encouraging people pleasing behavior because someone really wealthy just crashing out for the rest of their life because someone was mean to them a little bit once.
That's kind of sick.
That's really like crazy. That's really crazy. But this one person endures hardship, terror, tyranny, because oh, they were pretty clear that Cinderella's getting hardcore abused at home. Like she couldn't
Absolutely.
even eat. That's okay.
Literally, that's not even her name is Ella, but they call her Cinderella
Cinderella,
because
because
of
she looks
where she
dirty.
slept.
Also, I don't know, maybe not to make it a little racial, but like the mama was, stepmama was white, wasn't she? It didn't feel racist. It felt what I call raceful. There's something in there. I can't say it's directly because, you know, we've seen in real life, stepmamas of all races can be horrible at
They
times.
can.
They can. That's not how they all are, but any extra parent, we have the risk.
But you see, in every interpretation of Cinderella, there's the stepmom is always a different ethnicity. Because sometimes she's white, sometimes she is
She can
what
just
was
be a
it?
different kind of white. Because Lady Tremaine was like dark haired. I don't know.
In Descendants, she was Korean. In Brandy's version, she was Spanish. In the
Oh,
one
yes,
with
of
Drew
course.
Barrymore, she was white. And in the animated version, she was white.
You know, the one with, but then the one with Hilary Duff, she was also white, though. They were both white.
True. So maybe that's three out of
No,
maybe
she
the
was
six.
Italian. Wasn't she Italian?
Italian-ish, yeah.
Italianish, Italian adjacent. Do like how even though he's just the choreographer, like he's also like really involved with the thread of the narratives. Like you could see the relationships really strongly in all the movies that he's involved in.
Because he's sitting there and really thinking about it, not just from a director's point of view, but as a writer, as a creative.
He sees movement as an art form to help enhance the other art forms.
Yes.
And I love that.
Yes.
But I just have one gripe. I think Sharpay and what was her brother's name again? I forgot.
Ryan.
I think Sharpay and Ryan didn't deserve the rap they got.
I
Were
agree.
they both like selfish, terrible people? Yes. But they were super into theater.
They were very talented,
They,
so we can never discredit them
not
for
even
that.
talented, but like it seemed like at first they were the main ones who really were involved. And I
True. And
know
we're dedicated with no vices.
no we don't care about any of this other stuff.
Because Troy, he was too much back and forth. He's like, oh, well, I'm a basketball player, but I don't want to look like a pussy. But I like this girl, so I gotta be a simp for like 2.5.
2.5.
But I can't sing in front of my boys because they're gonna clown me.
Which is crazy because he ended up cheating on her anyway. I think the whole second movie was him having an affair.
It was an unintentional situationship that he did not agree to with Sharpay because Sharpay, she came with all like everything. She was like, I'm gonna get you a job, I'm gonna get you into college, I'm gonna make sure you good on all fronts. What was Gabriella doing? She was singing in the rain and swimming in pools. He said, I don't want to get you copyrighted, but she said she got to go her own way. Go your own way
She
then.
gotta go her own way. I get it. But he was turning tricks that whole movie.
He was.
He was.
He running through fields and singing. Everybody always talking about me. And it's like, no, they don't really have to talk about you. You make them talk about you because you're like, you want the attention on you because you
He
want
wanted
this and you
so
want that.
bad.
But like your future was right there, even though Sharpay was doing a lot. She had all the answers. She had everything that he needed. He would have been trapped, but is being trapped so bad when you have everything that you want in a Disney movie, not in real life. I do not support being trapped and staying in a relationship that does not suit you. But in that case, he should have taken the W and ran with it.
Saffron Honey Chai only supports healthy relationships.
Absolutely. No toxicity over here because he literally could have just divorced her years later. They could have had a kid. He would have been playing for the Miami Heat or something, and then he could have rekindled his love with Gabriella. They could have good.
They should have put a baby into this.
He was not talented enough to
He
make
wasn't talented enough
he
all
was
that.
he was more talented in theater, which it's good that he came to that notion because he ended up going to Juilliard.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, he would run phenomenal.
Juilliard doesn't have a basketball team, as far as I know.
But Juilliard is a better opportunity just for being Juilliard.
Exactly.
Hey, you don't lose after you go to Juilliard.
True.
You just be in Juilliard.
Exactly.
A win is a win.
A win is a win.
A win is a win. He wasn't talented enough to be doing all that.
Which is a shame because he was more talented when it came to basketball, when dancing with a basketball.
Yeah.
Not necessarily playing, because he literally, at his senior game, he gave up the last shot, which just goes to show, do you trust yourself on the court? Do you trust yourself, Troy?
Does he trust himself anywhere?
Does he trust himself anywhere? And it really just goes, like, basketball is a term that can be used for life. You gave up your shot, just like you gave up your shot with Sharpay.
Damn. And damn near give up a shot with Gabriella because I don't know why she went back to him.
All the Reddit people say that years later, they're in therapy. That's the story. And it makes sense.
I know she was listening hard to the most recent Taylor Swift album. I know she was like, "You're losing me." I know that was played over and over again, you know? Oh my God. And he was like, "Damn. I wonder if this song is about us." Yes, baby, it is about us.
Yeah.
He just seemed like he wasn't ready for any kind of relationship, even with himself.
I was getting ready to say, yeah, he had to learn how to be by himself, but he was so busy trying to be. He was so busy trying to just be for everybody, for his dad, for his best friend, for his teammates, for theater, for all this other stuff. And it's like, what does Troy want?
What does Troy want? And then when he was being selfish, he wasn't even really being selfish. He was being like pulled around by someone who I don't really think Sharpay was going to marry and have a baby with him.
I don't think she was away. If it was contractual, she would have seen it through to the end. But
Contractual, yes.
she wanted to for real. She really just wanted status.
But you know how she had that little dog?
Yes.
Troy was just going to be a little dog for her.
Oh, yes. In a large purse.
In a large purse.
Yep.
Oh, whoa, wheels, perhaps? Because that's a big ass dog. I don't think she got the upper body strength for that.
Yeah, listen. Oh, she was about to beat up that British bitch in the third movie, so I don't know.
That's where my memory ends, because I don't acknowledge that one because they separated, you know, they separated my people. I really thought that Ryan and I know it probably wasn't gonna happen. Ryan and Chad was gonna end up, you know.
Because they switched clothes?
Because they switched.
Okay. The actors did clarify, because they talked about this for real world. They were like, in the story, that could have happened, but it's not necessarily the case. It's really a case of do with this what
If you
you
will.
will. Take it however you want to take it.
I don't know. I read a bunch of very interesting fan fiction that was very compelling.
Oh.
So I, the way I saw it, after being convinced very thoroughly by very talented wordsmiths, I just figured there was a little something there. And then they have in the ending scene, so they're like, that was scary. In the movie, they like just grabbed him and
You kissed him?
I don't know if it was a blooper. Damn.
Which movie was
In the
this?
third movie, at the graduation.
I feel like I remember seeing that, but I didn't take it in that context. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was just like, wait a minute.
You
Wait
know,
a
for
minute.
you see, they from the first movie they knew what they were doing.
Yes.
They introduced Chad as a very, I mean, well, Ryan as a flamboyant character.
Very flamboyant.
The second one,
Had to
him
make.
and Chad had their little 1-2s, but we don't know for sure.
We don't know.
But by the third movie, we're thinking he's gonna end up with Kelsey, the girl that played the piano.
I
They
know.
tried to throw us off and be like, oh no, he's not like.
I didn't really think that Kelsey and him were a good match though,
They
because she
play
was
a
always following
match.
Sharpay.
That one
That one
song.
song, the musical chemistry unmatched,
Yeah, exactly.
unparalleled. But I don't know. I feel like Kelsea's like an Alicia Keys type. Like
Absolutely.
she's good with that piano and she's good by herself. Because you notice like relationships aren't that as defining as we try to make them seem to be in life. So you can be in a relationship, you can be experiencing a relationship, right? But it doesn't have to be like, oh yeah, you know, that's the end game. So I feel like when people end movies like this, where it's like, well, everyone got together, I feel like that's really
Not
sort of
realistic.
reductive.
Yeah.
I think it's better if they're like together by the beginning or the middle of the film so that we can explore the real character stuff. Because all the good, strong character moments come from the development of the relationship. I found
Yes.
two more interesting than one because it was nonsensical, the issues they had getting together. What do you mean you're ashamed of singing while playing basketball? You're ashamed to have a better college application process? Okay.
Right, like you literally have two opportunities to get two scholarships, one for basketball, one for theater.
For
That
what?
works in your favor.
Heavily in your favor, and it makes you more well-rounded and
More of an asset.
more of an asset because the breathing that you get from singing really, really improves
Absolutely.
your coordination, your
As
athleticism.
somebody who has done both basketball and theater at the same time, yes, I agree. The way
Oh.
that my lungs were.
Wow. So your head was in the game and your heart was in the song? Oh
Absolutely.
my God.
I had a Gabriella at the time, but we ain't gonna talk about that.
Stop. Oh, cut the cameras. No. Oh, well, you made it through, so
Yeah.
you did all right.
Now I'm getting a new Gabriella.
This is crazy. The old Gabriella's gonna find this and be like, all right.
And do what?
I don't know, she's gonna set us on fire.
And do what?
Oh, never mind.
What you gonna do?
Oh, not the. Oh.
It's okay. I left it in the past. The only thing I'm gonna say is we all make choices, and you left. Okay. I wish you well, peace and blessings, but you left. I gotta go my own way.
Breaking news. Oh my God. Wow. Unexpected item in banging area. Wow. I love it here. I love it here. Oh, wow. Okay. And that was a bold choice just then. We love that. We love it. We love it. We love it. Now, see, they wasn't making bold choices like that in the movie, though. They was just wishy-washy,
They were
flip-flopping.
being realistic because back then they wanted to present to us the idea that love is forever. Love is perfect. Love is gonna be a Disney movie.
Yes.
But if you look at, like, have you seen the new Netflix series Forever?
No. I just saw the one clip where the guy was like, get behind me. And the mom punched him in the face.
Oh, I didn't get to that episode yet.
I don't know what that episode is. I
It's
don't know
so
what
good.
episode.
That's a realistic take on, like, a little bit of Disney and a little bit of real love. And I haven't seen a good love story like that in a long time. And they have
Good.
different directors for every episode. So, like, Regina King,
Ooh.
she directed the very first one. So that was like, I was like, whoa, blown away.
Yes. Okay.
Because when it comes to films, I'm very, not judgy, but I'm very picky. I'm very critical because I'm breaking it down from the first time it starts to the moment it ends. And if you don't hit every arc, like if you don't have the story, the rising action, the conflict, and then the solution in that order, I don't want it. Because it's you have to realize you as a director, as a writer, are taking on the responsibility of teaching the next generation what real love looks like, feels like, sounds like. Attacking all the senses. And that's important because the way that we look at love
Yes.
from watching TV and films in the 90s and the early 2000s,
Man.
it looked like, oh, this is gonna last forever.
Man.
That's not even the case. Sometimes it just doesn't work out, and that's okay. But it's the way that you walk away from it and how you pick yourself up.
That's
That's
true.
what makes all the difference.
That's true. That's true. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I do miss the older, a lot of the older movies and TV shows and how they interpreted things. I think it gave us a more holistic look at things. I'm curious about like this renaissance we're having because there was a period where it was really bad. All the movies were really bad and all the shows were really bad. It was just Cocomelon, but for everybody.
Jesus.
So now I feel like we're coming back to it, which means our economy is really in shambles right now. We're really about to be down bad because what do you mean they're making the TV really good? The TV's good. The club is lit. Oh, no.
Club is
The
lit.
club is apparently doing quite well right now. Yeah, everyone's in the club because they don't have a job. You know, they just have their few little pennies they put together, and now they're having a good time.
Real.
And you know what? We had a good time here today, didn't we?
We did.
I hope we can have you on again sometime soon.
Absolutely.
Yes. Love wins. Well, thank you so much for coming on this meandering stroll with us. Hopefully, we'll be able to do this again sometime soon. And today's drink was water because we should stay hydrated as it gets warmer.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Later.